Okay, so hi everyone, my name is Sun, and today I'm going to talk about a fun project that I do, like a weekend project that I stand on, that brings LlamaCP into the realm of web using WebAssembly. So my talk will be divided into this point where I first introduce myself, why I do this, a quick demo, and then show you how it works and some challenges that I face on the way and my plan for the future. So let's start. So my name is Sun. I'm a software engineer at Hugging Face. I joined Hugging Face like 5 months ago, very new. And I'm one of the maintainers of LlamaCP, an active maintainer. Here's my GitHub is NGX Sun. And my slogan is doing AI for fun, not for profit. Yeah. I actually had this way before where I joined Hugging Face. Okay, so some of my work on LlamaCP is the first like big thing that I did for the project was the chat template things, and then I had a refactoring for the only the support for low rank adaptation. I'm also one of the core maintainers of the Llama server that now we luckily we are able to bring it into something called hardware inference endpoint on Hugging Face. I'm so one of my very big tasks that I'm actively doing is to refactor the multimodal, especially the vision part. And it's still going nowhere, but yeah, it's a big thing. And one of the things I really want to do is to add the web GPU backend to GCMN. And if you go to GitHub page, here's me, by the way. Yeah. Okay. So this is a serious thing. Why don't we do like just fun thing? So let me show you what it mean. What do I mean by fun? Yeah, so you all know this guy from like 20 years ago. And now, what if I make it just a little bit smarter? Yeah. So hopefully this demo works, yes. So it's a clippy, yay. Nice. So the fun thing is this one run directly on browser. The model is already downloaded into local storage. It's not really a local storage, but it's being cached in the browser, and the inference is done using WebAssembly. Yeah, so that's the fun thing. And behind this demo is a project that I made in my free time. It's called WebLlama. Yeah, so this is my GitHub. You can start it. It might you interested. Yeah, so. Why I created in the first place, so long story short, long time ago, when I haven't joined Hugging Face yet, I was GPU poor, like very poor, not just poor. And then at the same time, I also want to push LlamaCP to the limit, is actually the limit of my hardware that I had at the time. And also I was very inspired by Whisper CPP, the WebAssembly version that you can run directly on browser. And also it's just for fun, not for compete. To make my point, it's not to compete with like production ready framework out there, right? Like ONNX or WebNLM. Okay, so what is your goal? The first goal is firstly to create like a wrapper, a JS, TypeScript library that you can as web developer you can use this in your project just by running just one command npm install. It's strongly typed TypeScript and zero dependency. It's a big thing. So let us show you what that means. So this little demo here that you show here that you see here, how I made it under the hood is that I import this, by the way, this is React.js project. So I import it, it's a library. And then I download this model I define here. I just load the model from Hugging Face. Then I create a chat completion. I had a system message that say, hey, you're clippy, behave like you're clippy here. Okay, So that is, I also have another demo that you can see right on the GitHub page is here. And the demo is more functional. You have like at least a model that you can try, and then you can chat with it. Yeah, this is a demo. So yeah, that's it. So now the complicated part, the technical, like deeply technical part. It might not be very interesting, but yeah, bear with me. Okay, so there's one thing called EM scripting, and it's the thing that allows user to compile Whisper CPP or any CPP project into WebAssembly. So that should be simple, right? I just take EM scripting and compile, right? Turns out not that straightforward. I had many challenges on the way, but there's four main challenges that I faced and I want to share with you today. Yeah. So how it works is firstly, from perspective of WebAssembly, everything is byte, not a string or like a number. So what I end up doing in the first play is that I add a small wrapper, a thin wrapper, that accepts JSON from JS, from the JS world. And then I translate it into API code, native API code, CPP API code, to the Llama CPP library. It's worked pretty well, but then I realized that it's a lot of work because I have to like parse the JSON in the CPP world, and it will be extremely slow. For example, when I call the tokenized function, where it's return bunch of token, like thousands of token, it starts to slow down. So I am now moving away from that in favor of a binary protocol, which is inspired by protobuf. But I invented, I'm not copying it, I am inventing a new step here. Yep. Next thing in my list is something called the file system. Yeah, so we all know the file format GGUF, we know and we love. The problem is that in the early day, okay, so I just load this using the default file system of EM scripting. It works, but then it ends up using too much memory. Why? I start to dive deeper into the code, and turns out the MMR function that Llama CPP, we use this function for a reason, is because we don't want to minimize the copy of the file. Okay, so when I look into the source code of EM scripting, what it does is that the exactly opposite of that. It firstly allocates the memory, and then it writes. So what it does here is basically a copy. So it copies the chunks of the file. So why it is not nice? Because in the end we end up double the file. Like if you load a GUF of 200 megabyte, you end up using 400. Yeah. So this is how it looks like. I re-explain what I have just said in diagram. So it's copy the file into the worker where it's stored temporarily into a buffer in JavaScript, and each time I go and map, it copies the buffer back to the heap memory of WebAssembly runtime. Okay, so what is the solution? I invent my own thing, it's called HeapFS, which it uses the stream API of the browser, and instead of having to temporarily write the file into a buffer inside the worker, inside JavaScript, I stream each chunk directly to the heap memory of the WebAssembly runtime. So what now? What about MMR function? So I end up doing patch the function to return a pointer to directly to the location of the file in the heap memory. So how it looks is this function. You don't need to care about the first part, just need to care about the last two lines, where I return the pointer is the pointer to the file, f1 pointer is pointer to the file plus the position in the file that I want to map. Yeah, so it's just return a pointer, not a copy. Okay. Next thing is apply storage. Okay, so we never want to, like, each time you run it, you need to re-download the whole 1 GB model or something, right? So in the first day, I use something called cache storage, which is a very nice thing, is that it's easy to use. But then the storage is very limited, and also it does not support stream. Each time I read something, it makes a copy. First, it loads the file into browser memory. Okay, so I turn my attention to something called IndexedDB. Yes, it's better. But the problem is that it's actually, at least on Firefox, it's actually stored, when it's stored to this, it's stored inside an SVLite library. It does not support stream. Maybe it does, but it requires hacking. The big thing is that it does not have like a hard maximum capacity. Yeah, but still it does not have stream, so it does not very fit to me. So at the end, I turn my attention to something called OPFS, Origin Private File System. So what it does is that it actually, when you store, a fun thing is that when you store the file into OPFS, it actually stores the file as a real file on file system, on your disk. And I reverse engineering it to know. I can show it to you. Yeah. That is a soft stream. Yes, it does. And I will show you. It's very cool. Okay. And it also does not have a maximum capacity. Most of browsers just calculate the max capacity based on the free space on your disk. Okay. So how it looks like now is that when I open a file, the browser give me a file object. Think of it like file descriptor, not a copy of the file. It's like a pointer to the file. Yeah. And then I can stream it back to the browser, to the worker, to the WebAssembly runtime. So zero copy, yeah. Yeah, so how does it look like? It may be a little bit boring, but just look at the function signature. It returns a promise of the file on in the case, for example, the file does not exist. But the most important thing is that it returns the file. Okay, so what's a very cool side effect of this is that now I cannot only just use the file provided by OPFS, but I can also load my own file. So the browser, you see this button on the file when you want to upload some file to the internet. In fact, the browser return a file object with a stream. Yeah, so that's very cool. But then it's still slow, even with these two flags. The first flag is to enable the support for something called SIMD, single instruction multiple data. And the second flag is to activate the level three optimization of the compiler, which should allow something called vectorized. So what does it mean by vectorized? That is, it pick up on the loop and it try to use SIMD on that. But the compiler failed to do that. The solution is obvious: to rewrite on this function in SIMD. Some of you might already know what I'm going. Yeah, it's fishy. But then I only have one Sunday, and my Sunday does not just with the computer. I also have a wife. Please, yeah. Okay, so there's a new thing is going lipstick, and I just asked it, and that it works, just kind of maybe, but hey, at least 2x speed, double the speed on most of the quantization, and almost triple the speed on quantization Q8, which is the 8-bit quantization. Okay, something I plan to do in the future. firstly is the web GPU. While it's still very early development, I still have a lot of trouble with this. But I have a very simple POC proof of concept for now. I have to rewrite the kernel in something called WebAssembly shader language. I have to fix some issues on mobile. For example, most important is about iOS device. Then I also want it to compatible with something called WASI, which is a WebAssembly system interface, which should allow it to just, for example, read the file directly from the file system without. Here I'm targeting it to run without the browser. Yeah, I will also want to support LoRa adapter, which is, should be something very simple to do. Just I don't yet have the time. Yeah, it is a weekend project, by the way. Still, yeah. Okay, and last thing I want is, this is not really a last thing. It's just last thing here is a list. Yeah, but the support for multimodal is still waiting for my refactoring on Llama CVP, but yeah, I want it to be a very serious thing. So take time. I'm taking my time on this. So that is. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. We have time for one question, if somebody has the question and enough energy to ask it. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.